96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. More than 100 people showed up in Hayward on Tuesday for a Honk and Wave rally, part of a nationwide day of protest known as the Free America Walkout. The nationwide protest, organized in part by the Women's March, encouraged Americans to walk out of work, school, and commerce on the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. With temperatures being just above zero, protesters stood along the busy intersection of Highway 63 and Highway 27 near the Moccasin Bar, also known as Democracy Corner. Drivers passing through honked in support as protesters waved signs, blew whistles, and played music. Many smiled and waved back, despite the cold temperatures. Protester Sarah Poquette says she hasn't missed a protest and is worried about what she sees happening at the national level.
We are very concerned about what's happening to our country and the loss of democracy and rights and freedom and the entire obey or die that happened with Renee Good, and we want to do anything that we can to help preserve the rights that people in this country deserve to have.
Poquette and her son both stood on the corner holding Mexican flags. Another protester, Jenny, who's worked in the area for more than 20 years, says she hopes the message from the protest reaches the wider community.
I just hope people are paying attention and that we're here for our neighbors, our friends, and our family to be treated fairly and have every opportunity that this country can provide.
The Honk and Wave rally was sponsored by Up North Engaged as part of a national movement supported by the Women's March, No Kings, and other groups. Democratic candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, says her connection to rural Wisconsin is central to her campaign. Isabella Nieto has more.
In an appearance on the WXCO morning show on Tuesday, Hughes says she is not coming from a traditional political background.
I have never run for office before. I'm not a career politician.
Hughes is the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She was appointed to that post in 2019 by Governor Evers and stepped down last September to run for governor. But before that, Hughes served for nearly two decades as an executive at Organic Valley, a farmer-owned dairy cooperative. She said her time there shaped how she understands rural communities.
And really worked every day at the cooperative to make sure that farmers could stay on their farms and pass those farms on to the next generation.
On renewable energy projects in rural areas, Hughes said local voices, especially farmers, must lead the discussion. She also says assumptions about rural opposition don't always reflect reality.
In a tough agricultural market, in an economy where Donald Trump is taking away markets for soybeans, for tariffs and things like that, farmers might be looking for options to find different ways to utilize their land, and they might be able to utilize their land both for farming and for renewable energy.
She also says as she has traveled around Wisconsin, she's hearing from rural communities that feel isolated from the rest of the state.
There are communities all across the state that are doing incredible work, and we should be able to support each other and learn from each other and say, oh, you made that happen? How'd you make that happen? Let's do that here. And I think that a governor who is excited about creating that fabric of working together is the governor that Wisconsin needs right now.
The Northwoods Humane Society is reminding residents to protect pets and outdoor animals during northern Wisconsin's deep freeze. According to a post on their Facebook page, during extreme cold events, pets and outdoor animals are at serious risk for hypothermia, frostbite, dehydration, and even death in a matter of minutes. Pet owners should keep animals indoors at all times, limit bathroom breaks, and watch for signs of shivering, weakness, or confusion. Protect paws from ice, snow, and road salt, and provide warm, draft-free sleeping areas with extra blankets. Make sure to also pay special attention to puppies, older pets, and animals with medical conditions. If a pet shows signs of severe cold stress or unusual behavior, you should seek veterinary care immediately. If you see a dog left outside without adequate shelter, food, or water, contact local authorities. The extreme cold is also driving up energy demand and creating challenges for vehicles. Company officials at Xcel Energy say they're prepared for the increased demand with diverse energy sources, from natural gas, nuclear, and coal to solar and wind. The diversified supply ensures the company can meet the increased demand for energy as residents crank up their heat to stay warm. Officials say residents should consider setting their thermostats to 55 degrees when leaving the house to conserve energy while also preventing pipes from freezing or bursting. AAA officials are reminding drivers to test their vehicle's battery in the cold weather and make sure their tires have enough air in them. Extreme low temperatures can cause your battery to lose power faster and reduce the air pressure in your tires. AAA officials are also reminding drivers to keep a winter emergency kit in their vehicle in case it becomes disabled on the road. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset, beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddy Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best thing that we have done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few light snow showers today with a high in the single digits, and then we are going to drop below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, down to 25 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 10 to 12 below zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.